Revolutionary Guard was killed in Syria, while the US has carried out airstrikes in Iraq against an Iranian-backed militia group. The Hamas-run health ministry says that 250 Palestinians have been killed in the last 24 hours. These people say they're living in fear.
My entire family was deleted from the civil registry. Our relatives were sheltering in my home. They are all gone. None of them remain.
Israel sent people here, displaced people here. They came and died here. No area is safe in the entire Gaza Strip.
Meanwhile, a Conservative MP says the Israel-Hamas war could be the motive behind a suspected arson attack on his office. The fire broke out on Christmas Eve in Mike Freer's North London constituency. A man's been arrested after a car crashed into a house in Essex yesterday. Police were called around 10 a.m. on Christmas Day after a vehicle left a large hole in the corner of the building in Grays. Police investigating the death of a man found with serious injuries in North Yorkshire are questioning a man on suspicion of murder. Officers were called to Tadcaster at 7:20 this morning. In sport, Nottingham Forest got their first victory under new boss Nuno Espirito Santo with a win at Newcastle. Adam Diori was watching at St James's Park.
A Chris Wood hat-trick has given Nottingham Forest a deserved 3-1 win away to Newcastle. They had to come from behind as the Magpies took the lead on 23 through an Isak penalty, but Wood levelled on the stroke of half-time and added two more in the second half to secure a victory that ends Forest's 7-game winless run and eases their relegation fears. Newcastle 1, Nottingham Forest 3.
Celtic underway against Dundee, looking to move 5 points clear at the top of the Scottish Premiership. And breakdowns caused by animals have reached record levels. The RAC says rats are the biggest problem. That's the latest. I'm Kevin Gover.
Thanks very much, Kevin, and we'll have another news update in an hour's time. No, we won't, actually. It's the last one for here this afternoon.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, the sun that we've been bemoaning the fact that we haven't had it for the afternoon, even though we were supposed to be having it all, suddenly we've got the sun here in Brentwood, so I hope you've done better than we have here this afternoon. It's a high of 9 and a low of 5 degrees tonight, so the sun should be with us through until sunset at 6 minutes to 4. Tomorrow, a day of gusty winds and rain, a possible break in the rain round about lunchtime, a high of 12 and a low of 8. Thursday, gusty winds, sunny intervals in the morning, but overcast with possible showers for the rest of the day, and that's a high of 11 and a low of 7. And looking forward to New Year's Eve, I'm sorry to say it's a day of light rain and moderate breeze.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Christmas from everyone at Phoenix FM.
Season's greetings and thanks for tuning in to Patrick Sherring on Boxing Day on Phoenix FM.
Windows say, but I can't believe she's gone. When you We're still waiting for the snow to fall. Doesn't really feel like Christmas at all.
Coldplay and Christmas lights and yeah. So Tim, tell us about what's been going on over Christmas at the churches, and which churches are you involved with?
Well, I'm involved in the little country churches in Mount Essing, Margaretting, and Butsbury, and we've had a lot more people this year. It's been lovely. These are mostly very isolated churches. I mean, in the middle of nowhere, they're almost like a Victorian Christmas card, really. Mount Essing is sort of a 2 miles away from anywhere. People turn up, they come along. We had a lovely, very traditional Christmas time. I think my favourite there was the Chris Dingle service. And there's such a level of anticipation. It's so lovely. The children are so much looking forward to that moment when the lights go down, the Chris Dingles are lit. Of course, we're all worrying sort of what sort of disasters can happen. Actually, the only disaster was that I was trying to play a song that they sung at school. It was on a starry night. And, of course, some of the adults didn't know it. And then the CD didn't work. So, but the kids carried us through. They were lovely. They sang really beautifully. So it was just a nice, just a beautiful way to start Christmas. I think that's, for most of them, it's that moment when we've had a Chris Dingle service and the light's gone down outside and the candles are lit up, they feel Christmas has started. And that's very special, really beautiful. So that was a Chris Dingle service, there were late night services, of course, even better, although the only problem there is finding your way to the church in the middle, in the dark, in the countryside.
Yeah, because you had the 9 o'clock, didn't you, at Mount Nessing?
Yes, that's late enough. If you've got to find your way, it's almost like sort of going through a field to get there, but it's lovely when it's all lit up. A really beautiful, very special feeling, having communion late at night. That's when that feeling Christmas has really, really started. And we had another service Christmas morning at Battersby, the church with no electricity, no running water, no nothing really except people.
Well, fortunately, it wasn't quite so cold this year as it has been sometimes.
No, sometimes it's so cold that we have to open the door and decide, well, is it colder in or colder out? So that's very Victorian, that is. So, yes, everybody's wearing their thick coats and a big smile, and it was lovely having mulled wine at 9:30 on Christmas Day. That was a good start.
Yeah.
But it's all part of that special time, real special memories around Christmas. I think it's a good time for tradition. It's a good time for doing something in your family that you don't do at other times. Something that I know there have been times when we would always say, oh, we'll all go on a particular walk to a particular place, but doing things like that together, it's very special, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Very special indeed, Tim. Great, good. And generally, Christmas has been good?
Christmas has been surprising. We've had a lot more people than we thought. I think people want to get back to it. I think they want to get back to something real. There's a feeling of connection going into church or having some sort of carol service, singing the old songs, hearing the old stories, even just the silly things of lighting the crib and putting all the animals in it. It's lovely seeing the children bring up the animals and put them in the crib. They feel part of it. That's something that they remember, or they'll pass down, and they'll say one day with their children, yes, I want to get my children to bring up the animals and put them in the crib.
Brilliant. Good. The Coventry Carol, we're going to get sung by Annie Lennox. Why do you like this, Tim?
I don't know. There's something, it's very traditional, but it's really, it's sort of sung with a new twist. It's got life.
Commerce with Phoenix FM.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, "Me, me, me, make me your home."
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel, and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full ATOL and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Hi, this is Paul Golder asking you to tune into Resurrection every Friday evening from 8pm until 10. The best in Indian alternative music, old and new, live sessions, interviews with local, unsigned and signed artists, great new Indian alternative releases and classics from the 90s and zeros as well. All on Resurrection, 8 o'clock every Friday. See you there.
And don't forget, of course, you can check out our schedule in the Brentwood Gazette, where there is this brilliant article at the moment of all of our presenter picks from all of the presenters here, the favourite album track, favourite album rather, and favourite single track, and find that all in this week's Brentwood Gazette. Chris in Guildford here, reminding me, of course, that he is a member of the Red House Rhythm and Blues duo, and that a number of years ago he sent me their version of Away in a Manger and saying, "Have you still got it, Patrick?"
Away in a manger. Jesus lay down his sweet head stars in the bright sky. Look down where he lay. Bright sky. Look down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hill. little Lord Jesus. Don't you know no crying he makes now?
The Red House Rhythm and Blues Duo and Away in a Manger. And Kristen Guildford, who hasn't commented, the fact that I've just played, that's probably in a state of shock that I did that. So that's good. So thank you for providing us with that, Chris, and reminding me of it. My goodness me, it manages to be 3:25, which means it's time again for our travel update.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
So we'll just have a look. And an hour ago, everything was much better than it would normally be. So let's just have a little look around. It's right locally here. Everywhere is very, very quiet. No issues at all in Brentwood or in Billericay. If we go out towards the motorway, earlier on there were some problems down by the bridge in the tunnel. It's less than it was, but it's still quite busy on the other side. No problems on our side here in Essex. Similarly, the M11, the only issues are around the junction with the A414 for Harlow. Actually, that's busier than it was an hour ago. So there's quite a lot of traffic there and quite a little bit slow there. Go to the A12. Now there are no issues at all anywhere on the A12. The problems that we had earlier on around Hoe Green seem to have gone. And everybody's gone to sleep in Chelmsford. So there are no traffic updates for Chelmsford. So that's good news. Bishop Gully was a guest here in the studio recently, the Bishop of Chelmsford, and she's recorded a special Christmas message.
That the Christmas season becomes real for you. For many people, music plays a key part in that process. Perhaps when we first hear or sing a favourite Christmas carol, or when we hear Christmas songs played while we're out doing our shopping or listening to the radio. One such song, which particularly resonates for me during Advent and in the preparations towards Christmas, is Driving Home for Christmas, the old favourite by Chris Rea. Perhaps part of its lasting appeal, and why it still tugs on my heartstrings all these years later, is that it draws so strongly on our positive associations of home, the longings that each one of us has for warmth and security, whether that's based in actual bricks and mortar, in a specific location, or on something less physical, maybe relationships with family and friends, or memories of people and places. In the Christian faith, the notion of home is frequently used to communicate the idea of being with God, and to knowing that presence as a place of comfort, security, and peace, regardless of what may be going on in our lives or the world around us. At Christmas, we remember the astonishing fact that in the birth of Jesus Christ, God came to dwell with us, to make his home among us. The events of the first Christmas are rooted in a particular time and place, but God's presence abides still today, and the invitation to draw near remains for each one of us. And so, in the midst of our Christmas preparations, however you're experiencing them, and however you're feeling, I pray that you will know the truth of this reality for yourself, that this invitation is extended to you, that God invites you home this Christmas, to discover afresh how the birth of Jesus brings light and life into our present reality, and with it, deep hope for all that lies ahead. I wish you a happy and blessed Christmas.
as Chris Rea, and driving home for Christmas. Thank you very much to the Bishop of Chelmsford, Bishop Gully, for her message there. This is Carrie Underwood, and What Child Is This? Child is this. Good afternoon to John, who's listening to us in Stock this afternoon. Great to have you there, John. And just saying that we just played your favourite Christmas song, Chris Rea, and Driving Home for Christmas. My pleasure. This is Martin Trotman from an album that came out last year, and this is called Love Came Down. And don't forget, we've still got with the three Christmas number ones that we'll be doing to taking us up towards the end of the show.
Sense and gold. It was a night like no other that would change the world. A king was born. A ray of hope born in a manger. Christ the Savior.
Martin Trotman and Love Came Down. It's 15:41 here on Phoenix, and we've got some great shows for the rest of this day. Don't you go away after I finish here today. Michelle Ward, our great presenter every day between 10 and 1 during the week. She's also a wonderful singer, and she produced a special track just for me, her version of Silent Night. Michelle Ward and Chris in Guildford, she'll love this. He's just put, thanks again. This Silent Night is something else. Oh, she will love that, Chris. I'll pass that on.
Happy Christmas from everyone at Phoenix FM.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Join me, Daniel Gregory, and the Bliss Disciples every Friday evening from 6 p.m. as I delve into a rich two-hour musical tapestry meticulously created to uplift your spirits and set the perfect tone for the weekend ahead.
So we've got our final set of three Christmas number ones, and you have to tell me when you think they were number one. Simple as that. Okay, Elvis Presley, Return to Sender.
Return the sender. Return the sender. I gave a letter to the postman. He put it in his sack. Bright and early next morning, he brought my letter back. She wrote upon it. Return the sender. Address unknown. Number, no such song. We had a quarrel, a lover's spat.
I write, I'm sorry, but my letter keeps coming back. So then I dropped it in the mailbox as in a special deed. Bright and early next morning, it came right back to me.
She wrote upon it.
Return the sender. Address unknown. No such person. No such zone. This time I'm gonna take it myself and put it right in her hand. And if it comes back the very next day, I'll understand.
It's Elvis Presley and Return to Sender. So, Tim, when do you think that was number one?
I'm going to go for 1962.
Chris in Guildford thinks 1957, and John Collins thinks it's 1962. And you're both correct. It is, in fact, 1962. Well done, well done. Okay, Cliff Richard, Mistletoe and Wine. When was this the Christmas number one?
The child is a king, the carol a sing. The old is past, there's a new beginning. Dreams of Santa, dreams of snow. Fingers numb, faces aglow. It's Christmas time, mistletoe and wine. Children singing Christian rhyme. With logs on the fire, gifts on the tree. A time to rejoice in the good that we see.
Richard, mistletoe and wine. Chris in Guildford thinks 86, and John in Stock thinks 87. When do you think, Tim?
85, I think.
Okay, so we've got 85, 86, 87. You're all going to love this. 1988. So there you go. Okay, and the final one we've got here today, the Spice Girls, Two Become One. When was this Christmas number one?
Believe it. Free your mind of doubt and danger.
So that's the Spice Girls and Two Become One. And we asked when that was at Christmas number one. We've got John Collins thinks it was 96. Chris in Guildford thinks it was 97. And Tim here in the studio.
Well, I wasn't sure whether it's one or the other of both of those. So I'm going to plump for 96.
And you are correct. And so was John as well. It is 96. So congratulations. Thank you to both of you for taking part in doing that.
My pleasure. Thank you.
So thanks for being with me here this afternoon. It's been great to have your company. I don't know about you, but for me, the 3 hours have just flown by. So thanks very much to all those that we've heard from here today. That's, let me see. That's David in Belgium and John in the Dordogne in France. Chris in Guildford and John in Stock. Thank you all for bothering to email in. Tim, thank you for being here this afternoon. Have you enjoyed yourself?
I certainly have. It's been great. Thank you.
Good. Thank you, Tim. Thanks very much. Do keep it Phoenix, won't you? Because we've got lots and lots of great entertainment for you for the rest of this day. My name's Patrick, and I shall be back with you on Friday between 1 and 3. Good afternoon, and have a great rest of your Boxing Day.